Welcome to the Our Town program here on KROV Oroville, also known as KROV.FM on the World Wide Web. Appreciate you tuning in. My name is Lee Edwards, and we have a super special guest today, longtime radio critter, and one of the, I guess you'll get to know the way I'll get to know what he's doing over there at KRBSLP Oroville. Now, that used to be something we used to say quite frequently here, beginning in about 2002, and then something happened. Hi, Bobby Jones. Welcome.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you for having me here.
Okay. I kind of know, but let's hear from you kind of what gives, what happened.
Oh, wow. I don't know, could you hear me?
I can, but you know, it's a funny thing. That mic is not working the way it should.
Okay, okay.
Well,
I guess I just like to hear myself.
No, man.
No.
No, we got to make sure it's coming over on the mic, but okay. I'm watching the levels
okay,
on
so
our...
You got me?
Say something else.
Yes. Hello.
Okay, that'll work. Boy, that's a... Oh, well, maybe that's why they use this other one. Why don't you turn that one on?
Test. Oh, better. That's hot.
Okay. I got a better idea. Stay where you were, and I'll put up the proper fader.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's a lot better.
Okay, this is called Radio Land.
Yes, indeed. So I guess I will start over saying thanks for having me. And you say, what's going on? So like Lee was saying is KRBS used to be the new KROV, and so I was doing a show over here a couple of years ago, how time flies. But one thing led to another to where KROV, they were able to go full power, and so they either had the option of returning the low power frequency back to the FCC or assign it to a nonprofit organization, which they were generously kind and assigned it to the African American Family and Cultural Center. And so through work over the last couple of years, we were able to get up on the air. And so we've been on the air for over a year now, and we actually changed the call letters to KOYO from KRBS.
Is there any real significance to those letters, or just some that were available from the FCC, because you got to use what they'll allow you?
Exactly. Well, what we had saw was when we saw that it was open, those call letters, is we liked it the KOYO. So
okay.
It was KOYO, Yo, Community Radio, being that, you know, we are Community Radio.
Okay. Now, getting before this happened, tell me about the AAFCC. This is alphabet soup day here.
Okay. Well, the African American Family and Cultural Center is something that started in May of 2011, and we're funded under Proposition 63, which is the Mental Health Services Act. And so our mission and goals are is to implement prevention and early intervention type programs so we could deter people from saying drug abuse, child abuse, you know, domestic violence and things like that.
You know, it sounds so important, but it also, I don't think I'd use the word scary, but just very difficult. Are you involved in it enough, Bobby, that we can take a side trick here? Because we got a whole hour, and I'm interested in what sort of things you guys would do to facilitate that. How would you even get a chance to interact with the youth, I guess, which are the, you know, generally the people involved beginning? Do you have something you can tell us about what, I don't know, how would you go about that? If somebody gave me that job, I would know what to do.
Well, I think one of the things is it was just through different community meetings and things like that. And there was this company, NCDI, that came in and worked with Butte County Department of Behavioral Health. And so through some focus groups and some community meetings, we came up with what is kind of an idea of the needs of the community. And so, for example, we have a Each One Teach One program, which is a homework type of a program. And so through this program, youth are invited to come to this program. We help them with their homework, but in turn, we encourage them to help one another with each other's homework. And then also, when they're done with their homework, we have different activities for them to do. For example, Monday, we take them out in the community and have them clean up around the area in the community just to teach them how to give back. Today, we're actually having them on our radio program. It's Kids Talk, and so that's from 4 to 5 on Tuesday. Wednesday, we do a rites of passage program with them, and it's just teaching them about self-esteem and honesty and integrity and things like that. And then Thursday is more of a kind of a free day for them to where they can just play in our computer lab. And then Fridays, we have an art teacher come in and teach them art.
Wow, you really have an organization. That is really neat.
Thank you.
And it would be nice to see, to observe in time. I'm sure some of the folks you're dealing with now as kids,
yes,
are going to be sitting in the seat like you are later on when they're much older. In other words, they'll be leaders in the community.
Yes.
They'll be helping things out. And in a way, what I was thinking of is this sort of a program is something to deter people from, keep them away, don't do this bad stuff. But instead of saying don't, you're saying do this. Boy, that's the way you teach,
yes,
somebody. No negativity there.
Exactly. And you're absolutely right. And that's our goal, is to, you know, yes, we know these things out here in the world exist, but let's not channel our energy towards telling these kids not to do this. Let's just give them some alternative to where they won't follow, you know, those negative paths.
Yeah, that sounds like a pathway for real accomplishment, and I'm sure glad to hear it. This whole thing, it seems like I'm way up in Cherokee, so I'm miles away from Southside, mileage-wise and mental-wise, and sort of, well, not that new to the community. I moved there in 1990, but I get to learn bits and pieces and all. I've sure seen some good stuff coming out of Southside.
Thank you.
I really have. And, of course, I did get to go to Kwanzaa a year or so ago, and that was cool.
Yeah.
That was my first introduction to it in any physical, formal way. And it is nice. I grew up in a little town, maybe a little bigger than Southside, I guess, but maybe that's why, me personally, I see the value of that. I see the value of people, knowing
right.
your neighbors a little bit and so on.
Exactly.
Living in little houses, one box after another, until there's thousands of them in a little place, and you don't really know anybody much, and you don't have a feel for it, and you almost, I don't know, I'm just saying it's not me, but I bet people like that grow up missing a feeling of belonging, something they'll never know they missed. They'll get their family, and you know, then they'll establish, then they'll have a belonging. But before that, yeah, they'll have their own family, but they won't have the feel of being a part of a community.
Exactly. Community, yeah. Family. So
yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
So when we throw the term around community radio, it's not just a convenient thing.
Exactly. Some of us tend to understand that.
Yeah. There's a little meaning beyond it.
It really is.
Now, of course, you guys have an antenna. I know I've been there. In fact, earlier on, before you got even going with this, I was over there once and saw sort of things you had planned. How does that work in terms of antenna stability or something? Do you have a mast that goes from the ground up in the air? Is it hooked to a building? Just mechanically, how does that work?
It's actually hooked to a building, and it's the antenna that you guys had.
Okay.
And instead of putting the hoist,
yeah,
inside it, we just kind of mounted it to a side piece on our roof.
Yeah, okay.
And knock on some wood that the wind hasn't knocked it down, but we had a great maintenance crew that came in, and they kind of,
yeah,
did some guy wires and all that good stuff. So,
well, if it hadn't been knocked down lately by the wind, it's likely. I don't suppose you had any flooding over there like we did.
No. Well, just a roof leak, actually, that we just had the roof repaired. So.
Yeah, okay. Way to go. And you're getting, what am I saying, participation. Is that something you have to go and kind of say, hey, pal, would you like to? Or is that something where you're turning people away? How's it working with you?
Well, it's a slow process, and I think just in my journey as the director at the African American Family and Cultural Center, I understand now that things take time. And so we have currently three programmers doing live shows, but for the most part, we just have music going to where we're working on trying to come up with a schedule where we could have some mental health programs throughout the day.
Sure. I can see where you would have folks in this community that would want to participate in this area, because that's one of my jobs, of course. I wanted started this little talk show interview thing because I wanted folks to know what was out there, what was around, what was available. And it's not always easy, but then again, they have these lovely guides, what's available in Butte County and all.
Right.
And then you have some sources you can turn to. What about, it's a different thing, and of course I'm throwing you everywhere but KOYO, but what about the Southside Community Center? Have they been of any value to you? Have you been able to do some networking there at all? I don't even know how viable, how operative that place is.
Well, we're working on some things. Actually, it's a good thing because we're starting to have events that our current center is too small. And so we're working on some things to where hopefully our next community meeting will be at the Southside Community Center.
Oh, way to go. For folks just tuning in, by the way, the guest today is Bobby Jones, the director of the African American Family Cultural
Center.
And Cultural Center. Okay, and of course, as that, we have him as also, I guess you're also considered, the director of KOYO, too. I mean, it all goes along.
Multiple hats.
part of the same bag there, as they say. Yeah, well, that's wonderful. I guess it's probably, how many years till you did Soul to Soul? You used
right.
to do that on
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any, you probably don't have time, I was going to say, do you have any yearnings to recreate that show or not?
So badly. It's funny because just on the ride over here, I was listening to our radio station, and then it just, every time I get a mic in front of me, it just make me just think about and realize how much I miss, you know, just doing radio. But I understand that it's a commitment, and there's just a lot on my schedule.
Yeah,
right,
that is a problem. People say, oh, it's only, 2 hours a week or something. That sounds fine, except when that 2 hours comes up at the same time. You can't postpone it for a day. You can't
exactly.
do it the day before and take the day off.
Exactly.
And it's really tricky. Okay, so selections, again, how much of, as you mentioned, you have different kinds of programming. You have a lot of music programming and so on. Do you have to get involved in that a lot or not?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm kind of the engineer, the general manager, but like I say, I enjoy it. I think I would enjoy more if I actually was able to do a show besides doing the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
But, in due time, hopefully we'll get some folks trained and people will step up and, start taking on some of these responsibilities.
I'm sure you've checked your signal out, how it goes. I mean, I'm sure it covers Southside and sneaks over here and there. I know our one on the Orville Inn snuck a little bit beyond our contours. Does yours reach out a little ways? Anyway?
Yeah, we're not doing too bad.
Okay.
I'm hoping we're, staying in our regulations of what we're supposed to be doing.
Of course, that's the main thing.
But, ever since we got this new transmitter, it just seemed like our signal has been a little bit more powerful.
Good for you.
So,
you doing any internet stuff? Or
yes, we're streaming on the internet through our website.
What's your website?
AAFCC-Orville.org. And that'll take you to our website, and you just click on the listen button, and there you have it.
Okay, so you're all the way around the world. If you, yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Have you actually, or anybody you know, have you actually talked to people, like say, hey, Grandma, you know, here's our site. Have you ever personally sort of seen where people are catching you in other places, or any stories like that?
One of our programmers, he has a lot of family in Southern California, to where he has a lot of listeners down in that area, the San Jose area and things like that. So,
okay.
Matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that, because when I used to do a show here, we used to have a website people could do the video. And
I've
been meaning to talk to somebody because I liked it that. And so I was hoping that we would be able to get that option, because it always showed how many people were actually watching you while you was on the internet.
Exactly. That was really good. I didn't, I'll be honest, I just always hung a hat over the video thing. If I want to pick my nose or do any other embarrassing thing, I'm not going to do it on the internet. But I also, I would see those numbers, and you would see, hey, there's somebody out there
listening.
That's cool. And you get a good feeling. Well, anymore, the way things are with people, they got the internet in their pocket and on their wrist and in their eyeglasses, I guess, and everywhere else. So it's really important, and it's really neat. And I just love the idea of a community, of a small area, having the possibility of having an impact. I think your first responsibility is to your community, because that's what you're representing.
Correct.
And so on. And it's giving people in the community opportunities. And then beyond that, then you want to share. Then you want to reach. Then you want to have other folks out there.
Exactly.
Yeah. What are we? Oh, we're almost at a half hour already. This is KROV Oroville, 91.1 FM, also heard on www.krov.fm, our town. And we have Bobby Jones here from AAFCC and KOYO 107.1 FM. So you got the same frequency as we had before. It must have really stirred people up a bit when they found you were going to be over there. People must have kind of thought, what's going on? And when you first started the idea of broadcasting.
I guess, it was a little negativity going on. But for the most part, before, we even started, moving in this direction, we actually walked through the Southside community and got over 200 signatures of people in support of seeing
great.
A community radio come to Southside Oroville.
Yeah. That's what I meant by stirred people up. Got people interested.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Not on the downside, on the upside.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and it's really something. I can remember the first time I ever sort of walked into a radio station and volunteered, and all the funny feelings and the insecurities and things like that. And then after a few years, that's sort of where you are. But for people to get involved, they need to have a bit of courage, maybe, or encouragement. I don't know what. Something to make that big step.
I try to tell people, it's not like people can see you compared to being on the television.
There you are.
It seemed like a light bulb go off in folks. I know that's what happened to me when somebody introduced me to community radio. It was just like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, right, sure, they're going to hear something. And they'll get to know that voice, we hope. I guess it's probably totally out of line, because we don't do it, really, and we have more personnel. But I'm thinking of any possibility of a Southside information, sort of like a Southside Minute, or what I'm saying? In other words, what's going on locally, or is that sort of out of line because you're sort of a part of a greater area? You know what I'm saying? In other words, there ever be a possibility of somebody Southside News? Maybe there's not that much news.
And that's, to me, is on the line of what community radio is about, and something that I appreciate that you said a little bit ago was being focused for our community first, and to me, and even meeting with the board here to, advocate for us receiving the low power frequency, is we have to be informative to our community, let the community know what's going on. And so if there's anybody out there listening, if you're interested in being able to provide, that local news, because that's what I think, besides educational programming right now, one of the things that I'm kind of feeling that we're missing is providing local, a little bit more local news to our community.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from. I sure miss one person we had that used to, that when we were down Doraville Inn, used to do something. I think it was from 12:30 to 1. I think it was 5 days a week, which is an awful tough job. Maybe it was only 3 days a week, but she did a wonderful job. And, of course, she worked hard at it. You got to get the information, exactly. And then you got to make sure it's right and all that kind of a thing. But on the other hand, once you get something like that in place, word spreads. People say, hey, you're going to have an event. Tell so-and-so.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's to where we would like to be, to where, you know, any organization that is having an event, you know, just as well as I know KRV is over here. You guys want to know just so we can let the community know about it.
Sure we do. Anything, what can I say, coming up that you'd want to talk about? Any? We got two choices. You got specific things or you got general ideas that you're looking at that might change or might come up for your station over there.
Well, one of the things that, excuse me, I'm working on trying to put together is us doing a lot more outreach. And so one of the things that I kind of have on the table is once a month, I think, as coming from KOYO, being at Martin Luther King Park one Saturday a month and just having a semi-barbecue, have a table set up with, you know, information about the center and information about how people can get involved in the radio. But this is more of an event just to be present, have our presence felt in the community.
Sure.
So,
boy, did you ever ring a bell for me, because my first time ever being in Martin Luther King Jr. Park was one of the blues festivals they used to have. I think they were organized out of Chico. And, boy, that was wall-to-wall people and people hanging out and doing things, people having booths, and plus always that stage with all that music on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful place. That's something that sure could be used to your advantage. And you're so lucky to be so close to it.
No.
My gosh.
And so those are one of the things that we're looking at doing. And coming up for the month of May, the month of May is considered Mental Health Awareness Month. And so we're looking to put some things together. The mental health color is lime green, a lime green ribbon. And so we're looking to kind of, the lights that's outside of our building, we're looking to try to get some lime green cellophane or whatever we can do that's safe and just kind of light that building up, you know, in honor of, you know, Mental Health Month during the month of May.
Hey, that's quite a deal. That's a clever idea, too, because they're going to say, what's that about? Oh, funny you should ask.
Exactly.
I just happen to know about that. You got a half hour, I'll tell you.
Exactly. And so, you know, that's one of the ideas. Just, you know, to just bring that awareness up, because I've been really doing a lot of research on mental health and mental illness. And I understand in the world that we live in, we all have mental health issues. But the biggest thing in knowing that is helping people deal with their mental health issues. I give the example to people to where if I go and stub my toe against this wall here, I have a couple of choices. I could either, okay, this hurt, and if it's bleeding, go get a Band-Aid or what have you. Or if I don't have my mental health in place of how to deal with situations, you know, I could get upset and start knocking down tables and things like that. So in understanding that and knowing that, that's one of the things that we're trying to do at the center is help people understand that we all have mental health issues. The biggest thing is how do we deal with it? That's our biggest thing, you know, to where that's how people become serial killers and things like that.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how to deal with their mental health issues.
That's a really good, something I hadn't really thought of, but it's a really good point. Yeah, you think about where do these things come from. Well, and I assume they're happening more frequently. I don't know. Maybe I don't think it's just that the news is telling us more. I just think they are happening more as more people have interactions with with the world around them, get frustrated, get angry, get upset.
Exactly.
And then what's going to happen next?
And, yeah. And in so many ways, we can't blame these the individual, because if we weren't shown, or we don't know any better, we don't know how to deal with things that come in our and that happen in our life, how could we actually blame people when they don't know no better? So,
yeah, that's a powerful statement, Bobby. That's a powerful statement. You know, really, you can't think like they do. So what right do you have to judge them? How could you possibly understand them?
Exactly.
And in a way, can you really blame them? I mean, is it a blame? I don't know. Right. I don't think it's a blame. It's just something right. that comes from inside. Right.
And that's the whole thing, is what, you know, we have to get away from is the blaming. And more of understanding and being able to, instead of blaming, more of trying to figure out, okay, these are things that's happening in someone's life. Let's not blame them. Let's help them and educate them. And once people are given the tools and educated, now what they go and do after that, that's one thing. But if someone doesn't know in the beginning, you know, we just can't blame, and that's how the cycle continues. So that's what we're trying to do over at the center.
Boy, that's interesting. It's not just somebody stepping up and grabbing a microphone and I like country music, that's what I'm going to play, or I like soul, or I like this. It's thoughtful. Right. I realize scheduling music and programming it is thoughtful too, but this is a little different. This is not like taking something that you've been enjoying and listening to all your life and sharing it. This is rethinking your mind a little bit.
Yep.
Wow, you guys have quite a mission over there. I'm telling you, you really do. Yeah, because we're not at all, in depth that way. Well, that's good. Well, it's a sad thought. Money makes the world go round and all that kind of junk. I know we're struggling all the time. And how's it going over there, and what kind of ideas do you have to keep it going financially? Do you get any support from the community or from the mental health organizations or something like that?
Well,
or?
That's where our current funding is coming from Proposition 63,
yeah.
The Mental Health Services.
You mentioned that, but I'm wondering what else is going on.
Well, I'm always looking at grants. And trying to apply for different types of grants and things like that, and you know, looking for sponsorship. And but my biggest thing that where I would just say is, people want to support things that people could see good coming out of. I understand, you know, in this day and age that we live in, you know, things is kind of tight, but we just keep plugging away. And I think one of the good things that KOYO have is it has that center as a backbone. I think that's, you know, because, you know, when it comes to, say, rent, you know, we had to pay rent on that building anyway. So that's an expense that KOYO is really not having to worry about, because as long as the center exists, we're going to pay the rent over there.
That's good. Yeah.
And just as well as like with the PG&E.
Yeah.
You know, we have to pay PG&E to keep the lights on for our programs. And so, like I said, we're really blessed right now. But the biggest thing is we do have to look at that sustainability, to where we have to have other funding sources coming in for specifically for the radio station. So
I got you. Yeah, sure. I'm getting the picture. It's funny. You say it and I hear it. And now suddenly, just like a bright light went on. Yes, you have the center and you have the radio station in there together, but they really aren't, because the center might stay there all the time, more or less.
Right.
But somebody's got to take care of that radio station,
yep.
too.
Yep.
So you have two areas that have to be financially taken care of.
Yeah, when I first started in this position, that radio station wasn't part of my job description. So I kind of got an extra duty. But like I say, it's not a complaint at all. It's when things is a passion and you have a desire to do it, it doesn't seem like work.
Sure, you're spending your time on something you really care about.
Right. So.
Okay. What else are we missing? We're missing a little bit. I'm not too nosy, but a little bit about Bobby Jones. We're missing a little bit about your life as a kid, and where you started out, anything, any thoughts, any things that changed as you grew up, any realizations you came off, any, I don't know.
What, wow.
What was your TV you liked, your music you liked, or whatever? I'd love to hear a little, if you don't mind, share a little of your own self.
Not at all. I was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. Growing up as a kid, you know, we all have our ups and downs, but the biggest thing that I could say is one thing that I'm thankful that my parents did is they instilled good morals. I feel I have good morals, good values. I know the difference between right and wrong. And so growing up as a kid, you know, it wasn't bad. You know, I had mom and dad in the home. And so I felt I had a good childhood. It's just when I started becoming a teenager, I lost my dad, and then I was getting in trouble, actually, in Chicago. And I had a brother who lived in Fremont, California, and so they was just like, why don't you go try living in California? And so I was 15 years old, and my parents put me on a Greyhound bus, and 3 days later, I was in Oakland, California, at the bus stop, and my brother came and picked me up, and I was a junior in high school, and I got into playing football, and one thing just kind of led to another, and got recruited for Chico State, came up here and played for 2 years, ended up tearing some ligaments, and I was just like, well, I'm here to go to school. I might as well get this college degree. And so after about 8 years of college, I ended up getting a degree in sociology, worked for the county for about 7 years, heard about this project at the African-American, well, it was actually Path to Positive Change in 2009, 2010, went to a Soul Academy for over a 6 month period where we had to go once a month, and during all that time, that's when the African-American Family and Cultural Center was being developed, and went through being on the community advisory team. I was the arts and literature activity coordinator for about a year before I became the director, and here I stand.
Here you stand. Well, that's a fortunate story.
So
a lot of kids born where you were growing up when you were can't recite a as happy, as successful, as comforting, I guess comforting is the word I would say, a history as you have, because as you know, it's a tough deal, but I think you hit on a very, very, very big thing, and that is how you start. And if you start in a family that's functional and good and cares and has good values,
yep,
that's just kind of like, I don't know, just kind of like you have a railroad track and it is a railroad car, and you just push it, and the rails keep it going where it should be. But so many of them don't even have a track, don't have anything. And it's no wonder there's a lot of kids getting in trouble and a lot of grown-ups that are unhappy and unpleased with life. So that's really a wonderful story. Yeah. You're a lucky guy.
And just like how I share with people, to where we have to get back to, it takes a village to raise a child.
Yes, yes.
Because like I tell people, in my upbringing, you know, when my neighbor saw me do something wrong, it was just like my parents seeing me doing something wrong. And now I had to deal with my neighbors, you know, discipline me. And then I had to go home and get disciplined by my parents. Mm-hmm. And now in today's society, it's too much of, we turn our head, if it's not our kid, to where it's not my problem, but it is our problem. Because if our community is not healthy, we can't consider ourselves healthy.
Yeah.
So.
Well spoken, Bobby, well spoken. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, it seems like things have transpired or conspired or whatever they've done to bring you to a really, really good place where you can really be of value, and you can bring to what you're doing things that other people might not, that haven't had your experiences.
Right. And I'm just thankful, it's just the people that's been in my life. It's just,
yeah,
you know, I've had some good and some bad, and But it's just the people that's been really encouraging to me, even when things weren't going so well, it's just the encouragement. And so that's something that I really try to give back to folks, to where just being encouraging. We never know, you know, what we could be saying to somebody at a moment or time and what they could be going through. And so if we could just always have an encouraging word for people, we never know what that could do for someone. Because it happened to me. That's the biggest thing, you know.
Yeah, you're singing my song. You're singing. I don't want to get into my song, but my song was a weird. Well, it wasn't a way. My parents were divorced when I was 6 months old. Of course, I don't remember, but I think that's maybe one of the reasons why my mom, you know, went one way, my dad the other, and my mom's family embraced me, and you're sort of almost talking my story because. I don't think it's because I'm getting older and sentimental. I don't think a day went by in my life when, if I thought for a few minutes, I didn't realize how thankful I was.
Right.
To have caring people around.
Yep, and that's what it is. So
it's nurturing and it's guiding, and from there you have a base to go out and explore the world, a good base.
Yeah.
Not a fake one.
No, it's funny to where my boss was. It's been about 3 weeks ago. I was going through something and he just kind of knew that something wasn't right. And we had just was having a conversation. And the one thing that he shared with me, he was like, you know, that's one thing I know about you is you don't have one hate in your body about you. And so for my boss to see that, it just meant a lot because, you know, we all have our days, but at the end of the day, I try not to spend time wasted on trying to hate someone. So.
Yeah, that's such a destructive thing, isn't it? But boy, when you think, I haven't been there, and I don't ever expect to be, but that when you think of that as a major motivation for a human being, first place, it's pathetic and it's sad, but the other thing, it's scary.
Yes.
Because you don't know what that person's going to do.
Yep, and that's why I'm so thankful for the center over there, because we get to focus on preventive and early interventive methods, which, you know, hopefully could, you know, derail someone from this negative thought that we tend to have. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm guilty of it too at times, but it just, it puzzles me how could we as human beings, when a situation happened, we're so triggered and drawn to the negative.
Yeah, well, I know one way. We are, of course, we really aren't specifically for that, but one very sad way, and I tell the world, and I feel this way, and I don't care what they think about what I think, is the doggone so-called, in quotes, news.
Yeah.
If it isn't a tragedy or something like that, you know, it'll never happen, but I remember I've heard more than one person say, like to have a news syndicate or whatever you call it, it's only good news. Well, they might say, well, you can't find any. Well, if you look, you can. And if you really can't find any, then you can say, hey, you know, it's getting near sunset. Let's just, we'll go off the air for a while, or we'll just play some quiet stuff that won't mean anything. Go out and look at the sunset, or go shake a neighbor's hand.
Exactly.
Or smile at the next five people you see. I mean, okay, that might sound silly, but I... What a deal. Maybe nobody would tune in, but if they quit doing what they're doing now and did that, wouldn't that be a win?
I like that. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You know, and that's funny because I could, as you were saying it, I was just thinking about something that I used to try to do when I actually did a show here. Every time before I signed off, I used to always try to encourage people to go smile when you see somebody smile.
Yeah.
And shake their hand and say, how you doing today? Hope you're having a great day.
Yeah.
It's just... Something that we would think is so small, do not know how big it could be to someone, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure there's many a life that's been changed and turned around. There's many a thing that's so tiny as you describe that's meant the world to that person,
right?
And to others that they interact,
yep,
with. Yeah.
So, but yeah, this is good stuff. You know, I just like people just to continue just to support the things that we do. And anybody have any ideas or suggestions of things that we could do to just bring back that community vibe, the true community vibe? We're all for it.
Yeah, I agree. Isolation is a scary thing.
It really, wow.
It really is. And of course, a lot of things happen for, in quotes, and well, not quite for reality, economics. I mean, you got to find an income. You got to find a place to live. They aren't always nearby. You don't, you know, maybe when you come home, you do have a home and a neighborhood, but you're so ragged from running to the commute here and there and everywhere that I can't. Oh, some of these people, I spend a couple hours. I've talked to people, spend 2 hours just one way to go somewhere to for their job. Well, because they're out here in the country and they, and their job has to be where they can afford to, you know, get some money. So that's 4 hours out of a day they're spending just on the road. It doesn't give them time at home to think about community and neighbors too much. It just gives them time to wait for the day they don't work so they can rest up and go back and do it again.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember 2 hours. Well, again, you're living up in like Concow or somewhere up in there. You know, it's like, yeah, like it's an hour to Chico and area. Then if you're down in Yuba City, like the person I'm thinking of, that's like a 2 hour drive. But they got a job there, and that's what
exactly.
They do. Yeah. Well, I guess we got to do like you say, Robbie. We be thankful for what we got, and by being that way, maybe we can touch somebody in some way to help them along. What a deal, huh? What a deal.
Yeah. See, you just got my wheels turning again, because now I'm thinking, how can I implement me a radio show that encourages people to go out, you know, just to be able to say, if anybody's tuned in right now, I want you to go next door and knock on your neighbor's door and just shake their hand and say, how are you doing?
Wouldn't that be great? And then have them call, and then have them call in and say, guess what? Somebody came and talked about you being on the air.
Exactly.
Wouldn't that? Now, there you are. I don't know how well it'd work, but boy, it would not be bad.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
And see, and that's the funny thing about it, to where how we worry about something like that being successful. But I guarantee you, if we went on the air and started talking about negative stuff, all kind of people would probably be listening right now.
Yeah, yeah. Wish you hadn't said that, Bobby. It was a nice day that you opened your mouth and brought reality into this thing. That we got no room for reality. Come on now. We're touchy-feely here. I don't want the real world bugging me here. Yeah.
No, but this is just good. But this is what it takes. It takes, you know, people like you, people like me to be able to sit down and have these conversations for people to be able to just kind of listen.
Sure.
So I'm hoping I get a copy of this.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're depending on one thing that's a problem, and that's my technical skills. But according to this meter on here, I see that, you know, when we talk, the blue thing goes up and up and up, and it's going into that little, what do you call those?
Flash drive?
Flash drive. and then what I do, actually, here, what we'll do is I can take that home and put it in my computer, and by pushing all the right buttons, I can tune in, I can get it, what's the word?
Edited?
Uploaded
okay.
to this station. So anybody can go into KROV.FM, they can click on Our Town, and they'll click on, they'll see listed all the shows. They'll say, oh, Bobby Jones interview. And they'll, you know, so that'll be, there's that way.
Okay.
And as far as getting it to you, I am not too smart, but that thing's copyable. I know that.
Yeah, it's just a copy and paste to another flash drive.
I guess. Can you, how? Okay, I don't think I could do that with my computer because I don't know how many holes I have to poke those things into. Maybe if I had, I'd need somebody sitting there that knew what they were doing, because what I'd have to do is, as you say, copy and paste.
Yeah. Oh,
there's the phone. I don't know if that's for us for this show or not. Let me take a wild chance, okay?
Okay, all right.
Hello, it's KROV. Oh. Okay. Okay, thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. How many times have you had the instinct you want to do something and then you didn't do it and you're disappointed? I didn't want to do it right off, but I could have stuck that on the air. That was Pat Baker. She says, she says, you are having the best show. She says, I'm laughing and enjoying. She says, Bobby Jones, she says, I remember when he was on the air before I was, and I got to know Bobby. And she says, it is the best show. She said best about five times.
So, Pat, hello.
Okay, well, I know it won't happen, but next time I'll say, hold on, Pat. Do you mind if I stick you on the air? But that's okay. We got it. And anybody listening to us got the message that Pat Baker was listening, and she's a fan of Bobby's just like I am. So, okay, well, there you are. How's that for an example of community radio in action? Isn't that it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was awesome. That was awesome.
That was doing what we said should be done.
Exactly.
Okay, so I don't know where to leave it, but I'd listen to you for longer if you got more to say. I'm kind of just sitting here soaking it in and enjoying being in your presence and thinking about that station and that community. It's funny. I should think of that as a little community. If you step back and look at it, Oroville isn't all that big either.
Exactly.
so Oroville's kind of a little community too. But I think of the community over in Southside, and I think, I know it doesn't have just potential. It has reality right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Ooh, thank you for that.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. That's something people need to cherish. I know a lot of folks, I'm sure. I know, not personally, but I know of them in a way, that are in a little community, and they can't wait to get out of this place, this little place. I want to get out. But I wonder how many of them, when they're 40 or 50 years old, look back and say, that was a good place.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good place. Not saying they should have stayed there.
Exactly.
But maybe they appreciate it more than while they were there, thinking, this little hick nowhere. It ain't no hick nowhere. When you got neighbors and friends in a place like
that's
that.
That's right. That's right.
That's somewhere.
Ooh, I like that.
That is somewhere.
That's good. That's good. No, this has been actually, wow, this has been a good Tuesday to where I'm just really excited to go do this kids show today. So I thank you for the phone call, for inviting me to come and just share, because this is what it's all about. So okay. I guess I'm going to have to return the favor and get you over there.
Well, yeah, you could do that too. You could do that too.
You too, Pat. We're going to have to get you over there for an interview as well.
There you are. Okay. Thanks again, Bobby Jones.
It's my pleasure. Anytime.
Okay. And as a definition here, Bobby Jones, director of the African American Family and Cultural Center in Oroville.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you once again.